Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
When Donald Trump was elected president, he instituted new crackdowns on undocumented immigrants across the country. Now Democrats have seized the majority in the House and Senate, in part as a reaction to Trump's immigration agenda. Those new Democratic majorities are moving forward with a package of bills that will allow undocumented people to get a driver's license. They also want to let crime victims report problems without disclosing their immigration status. Delegate Alfonso Lopez is a Democrat from Arlington, and he's introduced a bill to allow in-state tuition for undocumented students every year since he was first elected in 2012.
This helps thousands of kids in Virginia who we educate. We are required to educate from K through 12, and we invest $11,000 approximately per child. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars that we invest in undocumented and dreamer kids. But we put up a stop sign at high school graduation.
Republican Senator David Suterline of Roanoke says Democrats are just asking for more undocumented immigrants.
Immigration is a federal issue, but at the state level, we can either incentivize it or disincentivize it. And when you give out things like in-state tuition, you're incentivizing illegal immigration.
Lawmakers are also considering a bill that would give local governments more flexibility about when they report immigration status of someone who's been accused of a minor misdemeanor. The bill under consideration would make that report an option rather than a mandate. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.